Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape.
Aaj duniya global problems ke solutions ke liye Bharat ki taraf dekh rahi hai. हमारे आने वाली पीढ़ी के लिए एक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी भी है, एक अपॉर्चुनिटी भी है. इसलिए आज भारत में एक बहुत बड़े रिसर्च इकोसिस्टम का निर्माण किया जा रहा है. बीते 10 सालों में रिसर्च और इनोवेशन के लिए पढ़ाई के हर स्तर पर बहुत जोर दिया गया है.
The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released a framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPRND, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of the 6 divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing task and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by the Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of the new criminal laws. The minister said that BPRND should conduct research to identify the challenges faced in policing at the grassroots level and work towards finding solutions for them. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 will be launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the channel. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will join the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun will be launched by the Chief Minister.
The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani is broadcasting a variety of programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh starting today till 26 February. The broadcast will run daily from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. Live commentary of Amrit Snam will be broadcast through Kumbhvani channel. Listeners can now tune into the program at 103 MHz frequency, the news on air app and Waves OTT platform. Tajo Akashvani News, Kohima.
There has been a significant drop in road accidents in Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland over the last 3 years. This was stated by the Commissioner of Police, Dimapur. A yearly comparative road accident data report for 2022, 2023 and 2024 released by the police highlights a steady decline in the road-related vehicular accidents each year. The report reveals a 52.06% reduction from 557 accidents in 2022 to 267 in 2023. The following year, 2024, saw an even steeper drop of 58.8%, with the number of accidents falling to just 110. Comparing 2022 to 2024, the data shows a total reduction of 447 accidents, reflecting an impressive 80.25% decrease over the three-year span. The police said this drastic reduction in accidents can be attributed to a variety of factors, including improved traffic regulations, enhanced road safety campaigns, better infrastructure and public awareness efforts aimed at reducing road fatalities and injuries. In line with the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation's directives, the Department of Economics and Statistics has constituted 2 key committees to oversee the implementation of the 8th Economic Census in Nagaland. The State Level Coordination Committee, SLCC, and District Level Coordination Committee, DLCC, have been formed to monitor the preparedness, progress, and resolve any issues related to the execution of the census across the state. According to the official notification, the SLCC will be headed by the Chief Secretary of Nagaland as the chairperson. The committee also includes several senior officials from various departments such as Industries and Commerce, Rural Development, Information Technology and Communication, Labour and Employment, and Economics and Statistics, among others. the Director of Economics and Statistics will serve as the Member Secretary. The DLCC will be chaired by the Deputy Commissioner of each district. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.